Hello.
Linda.
Andy.
It's me.
It's you on a, what day is it? Thursday.
How is California?
Was good. I just got
Oh, you're back
home.
now.
Yes, I just got in approximately 4 minutes ago.
Wait, so did you want to talk 3 hour, like, did you want to talk at 2 p.m. this afternoon? Was that your plan?
Well, we were set to talk at 5.
Right. That's what I thought. But you sent me that screenshot of your calendar event because for some reason our calendar events got desynced and it said 2 to 3 p.m. And so I figured that was
Well,
Pacific
yeah, that's
time, and
because
it
I
sounds
was
like it
in
was Pacific time, but
California.
now you're not on the
It
Pacific Coast
was,
anymore
but
and you're
I'm
back
not
home.
there. So I'm here. Ta-da!
Welcome home,
And
Linda. May I be the first to welcome you home?
I'm going to be opening boxes during this call. It's going to be a noisy one,
Crimbus
listener.
boxes?
It's Crimbus for me, from me.
The best kind of Crimbus.
I got all the like Black Friday stuff that I wanted for my new apartment.
Nice.
So I got like a mattress protector. Exciting.
For
Hello.
all your gross fluids, protect that
I have
mattress.
I know. Well, this is the thing about having a new mattress. It's kind of like when you have a new car and you don't want to like get that first ding in it. Like I got that new mattress a couple months ago, and so far not a drop of my own human fluid has gotten on it. No sweat, no drool,
Amazing. Well,
etc.
wrap that
So
thing up. You gotta get some protection on that mattress.
well, I do already have one protector on it, but like I washed it last week and I was like, this thing's kind of gross. I've had it for a few years and I should definitely
There you go, swap it out.
just swap it out. I got a rug. I got dissolvable melatonin. So many things.
Wow.
So many exciting things that are going to improve my life.
Have you done the melatonin before?
I have. Hold on, someone's at my door. Let's go open it together.
Okie dokie.
Today I was told that UPS wasn't going to come to my house anymore because I
Oh.
reported that something had been stolen, and then they called and it felt like they were like, "Oh, you don't like that? Well, we'll not give you your shit anymore."
Wait, they were like strong arming you
So,
basically into not complaining about stolen packages in the future?
hold on, stranger. Hello?
Hey, I like stupidly put your address. Did it by mistake.
What's your name?
So I think you have like a couple of my
What's your last name? Okay. Yes, we do.
Okay. There might be one more coming,
Here you
so
go.
apologize. I'm running at
And this is how you get your shit stolen. Do do do. Do do do. Okay, yep. Here
Okay,
you
great. Thank you
go.
so much.
I'm
I apologize for
Linda.
that. Linda,
Oh, no worries. Nice to meet you.
yeah, so we are on the third and fourth floor up on
Oh,
in
cool.
there. Yeah, we just moved in about a month and a half ago. So
Awesome.
yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Okay,
Take
bye.
care. Andy.
Linda.
We just revealed a man's identity
I gotta go edit that
on
out. I put a
the
marker down on the recording. I'll go bleep those names.
air. I'm sorry. Well, at first I was like, oh, this could be fun.
And
But then
yeah,
I
and
was
what's
like,
your address real quick? Just say that again. And
he's just
great. And your
like,
social, last 4 year social, mother's maiden name, basic get to know your neighbor stuff.
I was prioritizing the, well, it's because I didn't want to just hand these packages to,
Oh yeah, no. To be clear, you definitely should have prioritized the real meat space interaction you were having with your neighbor, not the podcast you were recording that can be edited.
Like, I should have been like, this is being recorded, so if I could get your full name, consent to post. He's a nice man.
Cool. It's good to have
Anyways,
nice
what were we
neighbors.
talking about?
Oh, we were talking about fluids on your mattress and melatonin,
Oh, yeah.
dissolvable melatonin. I asked if you had taken melatonin before.
So I was pretty against it for a while. I don't know why. Kind of like the same thing with the Adderall. Oh, and I got an Adderall update too, Andy.
I can't wait for all these updates.
And yeah, I think like I had like a weird idea in my head about it that makes no sense. I was just like, it's bad for you. You'll get addicted to it. You won't be able to sleep without it. But I actually like it so much more than what I was using to go to sleep, which was like Advil PM. So
I didn't know that you had sleep weed. Issues. I feel like we've talked so much now. I don't remember you talking about not being able to sleep.
You know, I was having a lot of anxiety through all of my dating trials over the last several months. And so I think now that things have chilled out and I'm not experiencing that anxiety, I should try raw dogging sleep again. I should, just see how it goes.
I definitely have that fear of getting dependent on something like a melatonin, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I usually don't have that much trouble sleeping anymore, though. I gotta say, recently, you know, getting older, Linda, I never in my entire life ever had to get up to pee in the middle of the night. And now I fucking do, like, every third night, and it sucks.
Oh, Andy, welcome. Welcome. I think I've been there since, like, for the last 4 years, 5 years. It started with drinking when I was a drinker.
Mm.
And when I quit drinking, it went down a little bit. But, I mean, last night I woke up. And I feel like I peed like an entire gallon. Like, how is there that much even in my body?
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive. And it's weird. It's like, my body didn't do this before.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm mad. I used to be able to sleep the whole night. I didn't even really, I mean, I did pee whenever I woke up, but I didn't even really have to pee that much when I woke up. I was just very good at a big old bladder. But anyway, that's a new development. So that sucks.
Congrats.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely am worried about getting dependent on something like a melatonin. But then, like, I don't know, I was talking with some buds recently, and somebody was extolling the virtues of their antidepressant, and they were basically saying, yeah, you know, for my entire life, I like didn't want to take any kind of like antidepressants because they didn't want to be like dependent on it. And then I was like, you know what? I'm dependent on water and food, and like that's not so bad. So like, why the fuck is it bad to be dependent on this like dumb little pill that fixes my brain chemistry? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There are certain things that if they improve your quality of life so much, then fuck it. I say, fuck it.
Fuck it, indeed. I join you in the chorus of fuck it.
Andy, I'm celebrating a milestone this week. The hike that I went on where I missed our call.
Yep.
I am very excited. It's a new PR for me. It's the longest hike I've ever done and the most elevation I've ever done.
Ooh, in one. That's a lot.
Yes.
To have it be the longest and the most elevation change, that's a big thing to bite off.
Yeah.
That's like going to the Olympics and getting the gold medal in both the high jump and the long jump.
It's exactly like that.
A very common experience we've all had and can relate to, thus making it a great metaphor for use on the podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, what are the deets? How far? How high? I gotta know.
Guess. You can guess, and then I'll be like, oh, not that. Oh, okay. Well, not guess. That much. But
this would be like that time I asked you to guess how much a drywall box costs, and you were like, I don't know, $65,000.
And you were like, what the fuck, Linda? When did you become the 1%?
I don't actually like measure my hikes, and I don't go on like hikes really. I'll go for like a walk in the woods. And the longest I've ever walked in one day without like trying, I think was like 11 or 12 miles. I'm going to guess that your longest hike is 16 miles with 2,000 feet of elevation change.
Oh, this makes me feel good. It's like when you guess someone's age and you intentionally guess like a little bit younger because that's what society tells us is better. No, I did 21 miles.
Wow, that's almost a marathon. Almost a marathon hike.
Almost. So I think that my next goal is going to be 26. But I did, it was 4,500 feet of elevation gain.
Wow.
And I think that my next, like, most elevation was like 3,000 or 3,500 or something. So that was a big jump for me.
That's a lot of hiking, Linda.
Yeah, I'm really proud because I used to trail run and I used to really like get impatient and run even though my body didn't feel good and my knees would get weird and like to really force yourself to like slow down, be like, no, I'm going to hike. This is a walking situation. I'm not running when it's downhill just to make up time. I'm going to sit with my thoughts. I'm going to be patient and be in my brain.
Was this a hiking to keep the demon dogs at bay situation?
No, not at all. I was feeling really good. So I think that in the past I've used hiking as a way to deal with anxiety. And this was really like, no, I'm just feeling good. And I wonder what a big giant hike would be like when I'm not like working through something in my head. So it was great. I just kind of let myself get bored, and it was a constant like 7.5 hours of just walking. So it was great. It was really fun, and I was like really, really proud of myself.
And you
So
had like no other, you didn't put on a podcast, you didn't like do anything like that. It was just Linda and Linda's thoughts.
oh no, I did that for sure.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Come on now, come
But
on.
then I did like I did it for like so when I first begin like going up, when the elevation starts to pick up, I really get anxious. Like when I can hear myself breathing heavily,
Oh,
I
sure.
get really in my head about that. And so I found that like putting on a podcast or a book is like the best way to not be like, am I breathing heavy? Is this going to be hard? Am I going to breathe so heavy that
I know what you're saying. I can imagine that feeling, especially if you're like, you know, in a semi-remote area. It's like I'm exerting myself in the wilderness. Cool and smart thing to do,
Yeah.
you know?
I am way too present. And so yeah, I got a couple like books that I was listening to. And so I did that, listened to a comedy Bang Bang. But then yeah, then you're like, I'm sick of hearing other things. I just want to hear this babbling brook, etc. So yeah, then I turn it off.
How many of the
But
people did
yeah,
you pass on your hike?
Well, for most of the hike, I only passed like two. Oh, and my favorite. Okay, so the first person that I saw on the hike, I did the east peak of Mount Tam first. So I made it all the way to the peak before seeing anyone. And at the
Beautiful
top,
area
there's
to
the
hike too. I
bathroom.
have hiked Mount Tam before, so that's a beautiful area.
Yeah, so pretty. Because you go through so many different types of landscape, like redwoods and mossy, overgrown shit, and then exposed fields. It's so nice. But I made it to the top, and I went to the bathroom, I came out, these crows were like freaking out. And there was this like Hallmark movie level handsome man who was like
Aha.
seriously, he looked like a Just for Men ad, or like he's just like your prototypical like handsome white man with a beard that's very groomed. And he was like the trash guy. He was up there picking up the trash. And he I was like, oh, these crows, they seem like they know you. And he was like, oh yeah, they do. That's fuck, what are their names? There's like an old myth or story about two crows, some parable or
That
something.
like
Anyways,
Nordic one.
yeah, maybe. Yeah. Google it.
I'm Googling it
Google
right
it.
now. I don't usually like to Google while I'm talking to you, but you know, gotta do this.
It's like Huron and Buron or something, or Muro and Duro
Two Crow
Totoro, and it's
Myth. Ravens and Symbolism.
yeah.
I was hoping it would just come up and tell me, but I have to like scan this Ravens and Symbolism page.
Oh no, that's dumb.
Norse
I
mythology,
went.
Celtic
I think
mythology.
it was Norse,
Yeah.
but yeah,
In
because
Norse mythology, Odin, the god of thunder, had two ravens sitting on his shoulders. The speech is in
yes.
Hugin and Munin.
Hugin and Munin! Yeah!
There you
Okay,
go.
so he was like, that's Hugin, that's Mugin. Hugin and Munin? Mugin.
Munin. Hugin
Munin.
and Munin.
Just go ahead and send me that link, because I'm gonna put this somewhere around so that I remember it. It was just like the happiest moment of like one of those moments where you're like, I get to be alive. This is what life gets to be like. I just like got to the top of this peak. It wasn't even like 9 a.m. yet. It was so foggy, couldn't see anything. And
This tall snack of a man who is like
here's
doing
this
good civic
snack.
work, who is like has a job that helps the world, has
Yeah.
references his
Just
pet mythological crows. Amazing.
yeah, just like, and he's like, oh yeah, they follow me around all day and I have to keep peanuts with me because otherwise I come back to my truck and they're like guarding the door. like pissed that they didn't get anything.
Okay, this is kind. This sounds to me like a truck and the peanut situation, like your classic chicken and egg. Did this begin with no feeding of the crows, and they decided to take the man's truck hostage? I feel like one day he gave him a couple peanuts because he wanted to, and now he's stuck with it. You know.
Right. Or one time they like found some snacks in his truck, and they were like, "Hey, dude, this is your penance now. Like you owe us a snack if you're gonna come up here."
Crows actually love Flamin' Hot Cheetos, my guy.
Oh, so that was so nice. And then we had like a, all right, well, have a great day. And then I hiked down through this weird little valley, probably almost died a few times. It was so good. I'm just feeling so great about all the things, Andy. Life
Linda,
is
you,
good.
You came
I gotta...
so close to the classic Hallmark movie, which is like career-focused woman from the city comes to some rural area, and some hot guy is like, "What if you settled down and had a family with me, like the Christmas spirit?
What if you and me and my crows went to the cookie fair?"
That part, okay, that part, the crows, not so much the Hallmark archetype.
That's like the LSD trip section of the Hallmark movie.
This is
that
the
we've
Hallmark
all
channel
for.
If it was run by goths.
Yeah. But yeah, what else? I was going to say something and now it's gone forever. I was just saying things are good. Things are good, Andy.
I love hearing that things are good for you, Linda. It makes me happy.
Yeah, I had a real shit couple months. The kind of months where you don't realize it until you're on the other side of them. Where you're like, oh wow, I was in a state of fight or flight for a hot minute.
It can be hard to accept when you're in it, because you don't want to think that you're not yourself. You want to be like, yeah, this is fine. I'm handling it.
Yeah, it also doesn't really like help the situation. It's like you know that you've got to make moves to get to the other side of something, but it doesn't help to like ruminate about how bad it is. So
word.
Now that I'm on the other side of it, I can safely be like, well, that sucked. But anyways, tell me about you, Andy. How's my dear friend?
Oh, I just yawned when you asked me that question. I promise I'm not bored.
He's sleepy.
Yeah, I'm tired today. I didn't sleep by that well last night. I was really restless. I don't know why. I usually sleep pretty good. But I don't know. You know, there's some chemicals are changing somewhere. Stupid body. Flesh.
You're prison. Going through. Yeah, you're going through whatever version of hormonal changes that men have to go through.
Manopause, am I right?
That's funny.
Things are good. We just got our charger for our electric car installed today, so that was very exciting. And
I don't think we've talked about this on the show yet, have we?
I think we have. Maybe
Did we?
Not.
Did we last week?
We got an electric car, which is the exciting thing going on in our lives. And it's been great. I do actually really... I'm not a car person, but I do actually like it a lot because, I don't know, the fact that it's electric like changes my relationship to driving. There was so much of driving for me that was just existential dread because you're sitting in fucking traffic burning fossil fuels. And it's like, what have
Doing
we done?
The worst.
What have we done?
Yeah.
So this like, again, kind of like your thing with, you know, didn't realize you were kind of in a funk for a few months. I didn't realize how much of my like distaste of driving was like this subconscious, this whole system fucking sucks. And, you know, electric cars are not the solution. To be clear, we shouldn't fucking be investing all this money in electric cars. We should be investing this money in, like, public transit. But we're not. So, you know, the solution available to me is to, like, do an electric car thing. So that's fun and exciting. And Linda, I found an electrician that I actually love. A contractor that I really like and trust. And isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel like it's so rare, but I really like this guy. At the end, he was like, "I didn't use these couple wires, so I'll give you $30 off." And I was like, "Buddy, please."
Oh my God.
I was like, "Buddy, take the $30. I don't.
Oh my God.
It is worth so much more to me that that you just are reliable and trustworthy." So that was cool.
And the fact that he offered says a lot. About
Oh yeah, for sure, 100%. For sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Sure.
What else is new with me? I don't know. Christmas spirit, I guess. The holidays are upon us. I can't believe this year's already over. I'm tired of saying I can't believe that it's insert the time it is, but that is how I've felt for a long time.
Did you know that time passes?
It's just, it's rude how the rate at which it's passing. I wish it would be a little more considerate of my feelings.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Annie, do you wash brand new sheets like I do? Or do you, like, put them on the bed when they're crispy?
You know, I can count on one hand the time I've bought brand new sheets, and I think we did wash them, yes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
That is a sad thing. So, did we talk about my linen sheets when we got them?
We did not talk about this.
Okay,
what happened?
I love linen sheets. I think linen sheets are the truth, the one way, the answer. And
I just got.
What'd you say?
I just got some myself.
That's what's up. Linen's where it's at. People think linen's only a summer thing. No, no, no. Linen is a four-season thing. You just put a warm blanket on top of the linen. You're good to go. And so when we got our new bed, which was our first king-size bed, I was like, let's get the good linen sheets. Let's just get one set of good linen sheets, take good care of them, have them forever. And that was the plan. And so we did get, like, and they're expensive. Like, linen sheets are not cheap, especially nice ones.
Right.
So we, like, got the fancy, like, nice linen sheets. And within, like, a month and a half, Sadie had put a little tiny hole in them with her claw. Little tiny hole in the fitted sheet. And so I, like, taught myself how to darn and, like, spent an hour repairing this hole with, like, the closest I could find to the same thread. And I, like, you know, did it as carefully as I could. And that, like, patch has been surviving for a while. And then, like, a week ago, Hillary was like, oh, there's another hole in the sheets down by the feet of the on my side of the bed. And I looked, and it was, like, the size of my
toenails?
Hand. Like, a huge hole. And I'm so sad. I'm sad about our beautiful sheets. I'm sad that it's, like, probably way too big to fix. Like, I don't think I can fix a hole this big with darning. It would be, like, a whole roll of yarn and take me a week. And it just, I'm very sad about it.
Okay, but is it a toenail rip?
I have no idea. I think it's probably, I mean, Occam's razor is that it's a Sadie hole that then grew because it was ignored or not noticed.
Sadie.
Yeah, it's probably the member of the family with the spikes on her feet. I would guess that's who put the hole in the sheets if I had to hazard a guess.
You never know.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll just get
cheap
linen fitted sheets and expect to go through them, you know, once every few years and just keep the nice sheets for the other sheets on the bed. It just feels bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get so much pleasure out of knowing that I'm going to have a thing for a long time. It just feels good to me. And then it's like, oh, and now it's got a hole the size of a cantaloupe in it. So.
Well, I think every few years is an okay amount of time.
I don't know. I don't know. But also, am I going to make the dog not sleep in our bed? No, I'm not. I love the dog.
No, I love my doggie in my bed, too.
She has a very short life, and she deserves to sleep in the bed.
Yes. Do you have a king-size bed?
Yes, we got a king-size bed specifically because of the dog.
Yeah. And that makes sense to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She takes up a lot of space in the bed. More than you would expect.
Good.
Yeah, that's what I say, too. She deserves it.
I got new throw pillows. Oh, Andy, I'm so excited.
Now, Linda, where does Linda get a rug and throw pillows? This is a thing I need to know. I feel like here's the thing I've been feeling lately. The internet fucking sucks. We ruined it. It's broken. How do you buy things on the internet anymore and not get totally ripped off?
I got this big box that I am unboxing right now is all from a company called Schoolhouse. And you will love all of it.
Is that the same company that does the Schoolhouse Electric lights and stuff? Or is Schoolhouse Electric a totally separate brand?
Yes. It is the same company.
So they've expanded into non-electrics.
Yes. And I fucking love everything that they make. Their textiles are fantastic. And it's like a good mix of kitschy country home, but modern... so all their stuff just feels super homey to me. And I think it would fit your aesthetic as well.
Sold. I will check it out.
Yeah.
I do, you know, I'm a sucker for throw pillows. Throw pillows are great. They're fun.
Yeah, I also bought an old IBM clock from there.
Nice. Live in your designer dream. Look at you go.
I know, exactly.
Vintage IBM clock ass having.
I mean, shit. When in Rome, bitch.
You know it. You gotta own it. You gotta own it.
Okay, what else?
What else is new in my life?
What else?
Yeah. I mean, do we need a stand-up comedy update? What's going on with that?
Okay, so I was in San Francisco this week. I missed class last week. And I have a show on Saturday, so I'm going to be very unprepared, but I'm going to do it anyways.
That's exciting. Are you anxious about it?
I weirdly am not. I think I have so many other things going on that it's just like one of the things that I just kind of have to show up and like fumble my way through. And I also have an improv show on Sunday. So it's like,
I didn't realize you were doing these at the same time, simultaneously.
Yeah, I am. So it's like, yeah, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to show up, do it. It'll be fine. Probably. Are you looking at the stuff on schoolhouse.com right now?
I have 1 o'clock I left up. I'm not browsing, though. That would be rude.
It's okay if you are.
I do love analog clocks. I think analog clocks are way better than digital clocks.
Oh, big time. Except for when they're on my wrist, because I actually, it does take me a surprisingly long time to parse the information.
Oh, see, I love having a watch on my wrist. They visualize time. They actually visualize the thing. Like,
yeah,
I have such visceral memories of being like in second grade and knowing like, okay, when the hand gets to there, that's when we get to go to recess or whatever. And just like imagining what, you know, 2/3 of the clock face felt like, right? And just having like an intuition about like 2/3 of the clock face or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, wait, holidays. What are you doing for the holidays? We were talking about time and how it passes. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, where are you going? What are you doing?
Doing the same thing we always do, which is we go to Pennsylvania to see my family, and we go to D.C. to see Hillary's family. We do it both. We do both every time because both of our families are close, and it's hard to justify not doing both.
Got it.
So that's cool. What we do. This will be our first time doing it with the electric car, and it's going to be maybe a little bit of an adventure.
Are you going to make it?
So we can definitely make it out and back to either of their place for sure on a full charge. So that's not a problem. I think ideally we would be able to plug it in at one of their places or both of their places to ensure that we can also make the trip from, you know, Pennsylvania down to DC, passing Baltimore, and, you know, not have to stop at a charging station. Or we stop at a charging station, it's fine. We do that, you wait 15 minutes, you go. But I'm just
This is like a real thing, the like going home for the holidays and nobody knows how to charge the car.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of fun. I don't know.
It's super fun.
So that's a thing. I feel like all my updates are boring. Your updates are so exciting. You meet like a mythical hot man that has pet crows, and mine are like, I had like a charger installed in my house. I also want to clarify for those listening, I did not buy a Tesla, if that was anybody's concern.
Right. I would have been shocked if you bought a Tesla.
Not only are they completely out of my price range because they're obscenely expensive, but also I think they're bad cars. So there's that too.
Yeah, I rode in one yesterday, and it just feels, it's all rattly. It's
like, Linda, that's something I cannot handle, is like, I definitely have some level of, like, noise sensitivity, the, like, misophonia thing. You know, maybe I'm on the spectrum, who knows. But I cannot handle a thing rattling in a car. It drives me fucking insane.
I'm with you on that. And then when you, like, slam the door, if it's, like, it sounds all shitty, like, plastic. It's not a good sound.
Yeah, the new car is very quiet, which is great. I really like that feature of it. We did install a nice bike rack and trailer hitch on the back, and the bike rack does rattle ever so slightly when we hit a decent-sized bump, and I'm sure no one else would ever notice it, but I'm like...
It's driving you insane.
What gets me about the noises like that is like when I can expect them, when I know it's coming and I'm just like waiting for it, that's when I get really... Yeah. Fucking pissed. it's so dumb. Yeah. It's so dumb to get mad at it, but I totally do.
Well, I mean, my friend Brett, he did the like van build out thing. He did like van life right before the pandemic. And he like built out one of those little Sprinter vans, and you don't realize like how much of it's just a rattling exercise.
I've like, never understood. I mean, I guess wood is, like, the lightest and also most accessible material to build it out of, but, like, people put so much inside those vans. I feel like it must weigh so much and be so gas inefficient after you, like, you know, build a kitchenette for yourself in there.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know about the efficiency of it, but it's a cool thing.
Does the prospect... Well, what happened? Did you get buried in presents?
No, I just picked up a heavy pillow. It was heavier than I expected, Andy.
Ooh, is it buckwheat? I love a buckwheat pillow.
It's got, like, all kinds of feathers and shit in it. This is definitely, like, the most... It's a down pillow.
And it's heavy.
And it's heavy. It's got a lot of feathers in it.
Heavy, heavy feathers.
Sorry for all the noise.
No, no, it's fine. It's a, we call it a soundscape in the business, Linda. I was going to ask, do you find something, like, primordially appealing about, like, living in a van or living in a houseboat or something?
I think that I like looking at those things. Like, even just today, that I was in a new type of cabin in on a Delta flight. They had, like, I got a free upgrade to the premium select.
Oh, you are always flying fancy classes. Look at you go. You really are the Hallmark movie, Linda. You're just flying in first class, and you, like...
I'm a city girl.
Yeah, exactly.
I only fly first.
Mm-hmm.
But not first. It was premium select. But they had... These seats, like, they recline, like, halfway. It's so bizarre. It's like there's a little recliner thingy for your feet, but it doesn't go, like, all the way up the way a recliner does. It goes at, like, right. A weird 30-degree angle, so you're kind
like
of
like a dentist chair or something.
And, like, not even like that. It's like you're just kind of almost relaxing, but it was bizarre. But I loved looking at all the little buttons and how they decided to, like, design these things with the most efficient use of space. And there's, like, a little cubby in the armrest that couldn't really fit anything, but was, like, a good idea that someone had. So it was fun. But yeah, I love, like, looking at these types of tiny spaces, but no, I do not want to go live on a houseboat. Cause I really think, like, a cruise or, like, something that's self-contained is my biggest nightmare. Maybe. I don't know.
This is very different than a cruise. So, like, to me, I recognize that I would not actually enjoy it, right? That is not a lifestyle that would be compatible with me at all.
Yeah.
But there is still some reptile brain thing in me that is very, very drawn to the idea of having, like, my warm, safe place, like, travel with me, right? And I can just go to that whenever I want, and that is, like, a thing that comes with me. That is, like, very comforting to me, and that to me is, like, what draws me to... the idea of, like, potentially living in a van or a houseboat. Like,
yeah, that's true.
When we
I've just heard the stories about, like, parking in the Walmart parking lots and, like, shitting in a bucket.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm aware that it would not actually be fun. But, like, you know, Hillary and I were supposed to go to Iceland years ago, and our whole flight thing had happened. You remember telling that story. But anyway, when we were going to do it, we were going to do, like, the van rental thing and, like, drive the whole ring road in, like, a rented, like, camper van. And that was, like, so fucking appealing to me. Like, we're just going to be out there, and whenever we get tired, boom, we can sleep. There's no, like, there's never being stranded because you always have the safe thing with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that speaks to how, like, quietly anxious I am all the time about regular stuff, because I don't feel anxious, but if I'm that drawn to the security that comes from traveling with your home, maybe there's actually some more anxiety there to unpack, you know?
Maybe. I was watching some survival videos, and... the woman who teaches them was going into just like say that you are driving and you get caught in a whiteout, like a blizzard or something, and you're, like, buried under snow. And she's just, like, talking about, like, the different parts of the car that you can rip apart and, like, reuse in different ways. And so, yeah, now I've been looking at, like, the lining in a car, and you're like, ooh, I could fashion that into a little jacket if I needed to.
Oh, human brains. Look at what we do.
Yeah.
Look at what we've done to apes, Linda. Look at what we've done to apes.
I got a little tray for my table, and I like it. And I got a paper towel holder.
This is beautiful. I mean, it's so fun to, like, get settled in your new space. I'm very excited for you.
I know. It is very fun.
The little things are very fun and exciting. It gives you, like, a little bit of ownership. Makes it yours.
Yeah. Just all these little moments that are now mine. Oh, so good.
So
good.
That's the
best paper towel holder I've ever seen. I'm into it.
Hell yeah.
Anyways, I can let you go, Andy. I'm going to drink a bunch of water. I'm going to go get fit. I'm going to have a friend over for dinner.
A great welcome home, it sounds like.
Yeah, life is good.
All right, let's talk again next week, Linda.
Let's do it. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.